and the chorus and the singers and musicians have prepared several selections for you this evening. I think seven numbers in all. First, we're going to have three duets to start off our service. First, we'll be favored with a duet by Sisters Martha Davis and Charlene Mora. They're going to sing for us "When I Kneel Down to Pray." And then Sisters Edith Irvine and Sister April Mingus, they're going to play "Sheep May Safely Graze." And then we've asked Brother Boone and Peter Mora to sing a duet for us this evening entitled "That Old Rugged Cross." And then next after that, the chorus has prepared two selections for us tonight. And I think both of these songs are truly inspirations of faith to us. The songs they will be singing are "The Song of Ruth" and "Each Step I Take." And so we'd like to open the service now with Sister Martha and Sister Charlene, and they can sing their song, "When I Kneel Down to Pray."
stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has the wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Thank you. 62nd anniversary of our convention, 4th of July convention here in Los Angeles. And I doubt if there's anyone here in this audience that was here at that first convention. I went to Brother Emil and asked him if he was here. And he said, no, I wasn't immersed until 1942. So I think there were about 6 years that were lacking in when they had their first convention here. But we know we have a lot of brethren that have come before us, and they have given us wonderful memories. I remember growing up in this class, and like many others in this class that have grown up in it, we have precious memories of the brethren that have come before us, and truly their lives have been wonderful testimonies of their love and devotion to our Heavenly Father. And so we wanted to take a few minutes to reflect on some of those past times by singing to you two songs, Precious Memories and Nearer to Thee.
How they ever
secret scenes unfold. Nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer to Thee, in though it be a cross that raiseth me, still all my song shall be.
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentations. I catch the sweet not far off hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I help from singing? What though my joys and comfort die, the Lord my Savior liveth. What though the darkness gather round, songs in the night he giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that refuge clinging, since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, How can I keep from singing? I lift my eyes. The cloud grows thin. I see the blue above it. And day by day this pathway smooths since first I learned to love it. The peace of Christ makes fresh my heart. A fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am His. How can I keep from singing? Our hope and prayer this night is that our songs of praise to continue to be a reflection of our earnest heart condition, a testimony of our love for our Heavenly Father and for our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, and also for our fellow brethren. And we pray that His will continue to rule in our hearts, and that the God of peace will make us perfect in every good work to do His will, working in us that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
I'll ask Brother Russell Wojcik to come forward at this time and read Songs of the Night for us.
Songs of the Night for July 4th. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Psalm 60, verse 4. We are to tell forth this glorious message. We are to tell it in our actions, in our words, by the printed page, by pictorial presentations, to the eye, and in every way that the Lord shall give us the opportunity. If we refrain from telling the glad tidings, the result will be that the fire of God's Holy Spirit will become extinguished within us. The possession of the truth, God's message, brings with it great responsibility. Shall we prove faithful to it? Shall we show our God our deep appreciation of His loving kindness in granting us the knowledge of His wonderful message of salvation, His glorious plan, and its times and seasons? Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth.
And now Brother Mark Davis will close this day of convention in prayer. May we all rise as he prays.
Our most gracious and heavenly Father, once again we humbly and thankfully come before thy precious throne of grace this night to give thee thanks for all of thy wonderful blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us. We do indeed thank thee for the wonderful privilege that we have to come together to fellowship with our dear brethren and have this opportunity to sing songs of praises to thee. And indeed, dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee for our fellow brethren that have come before us, that have been such a wonderful example for each and every one of us. And now, dear Heavenly Father, we pray that thou will give us a night's rest, that we might come again tomorrow well refreshed to learn more of thy wonderful truths. Indeed, we pray that thou would continue to guide and direct us through thy Holy Spirit, that we might faithfully walk in the footsteps of our dear Lord and Master. We ask all these things now, hoping and praying that thy kingdom might soon come. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.